Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to the podcast this week. My name is Liz Berg, and I'm here at WFMU. I'm bringing you another special podcast. I'm on a guest frenzy lately, if you haven't noticed. But this week, we're going to hear a live set from James Pants, musician, beat matcher, crate digger extraordinaire. He's got a new self-titled album out on the Stone's Throw label, and it's so good. Dirty beats, sleazy anthems, smooth retro jams, and minimal synth revival are all kind of emblematic of the James Pants sound. He's kind of a Peanut Butter Wolf protege and a lover of WFMU, as you will find out in the interview that will happen after his live set. It's kind of half live performance, half DJ set. But it's all going to be kind of dancey and beat-driven and definitely weird. So hope you enjoy. Check it out, James Pants, here on my podcast. And we'll be interviewing James Pants right after the live set. Enjoy.
You are listening to the Enchanting Wizard of Rhythm, James Pants, on WFMU.
If it doesn't...
Thank you.
what you supposed to be. You ain't met no dudes, but it's cold to me. The back of cushion cost 650. Have a who smoke. Reggie Miller, talk to the Joe, and constantly taste like fruit when you hit it. Gotta have bread to get it. Smoke all night, sleep all day. That's to me, the American way. Roll it, like that, hit that, pull it, blow it down slow, then pass it to me. Roll it.
Yeah.
voice of James Pence. I hope you're enjoying my variety hour on WFMU, the finest radio station in the world.
We'll be right back.
James Pants, thanks for coming to WFMU. That was a really fun set.
Yeah, no, that was super fun. Accident prone and fun. The
best
way.
That's how we do it here. Freeform radio.
That's right.
You're living in Germany right now, which is kind of interesting.
Yes, I live in Cologne, Germany as of January of this year, and I don't think I'm coming back. I really, really like it.
What do they have that we don't?
Well... The food
sausage,
is...
Sausage.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but, I don't know if that's a pro or a con, but, not without getting into politics, I'll just say that it's, you know, you're taken care of there.
It's a nice place
it's
to
quite
be.
Quite nice, yeah.
These Europeans have it down.
And, you know, the Prague records are just, you know, that's the land.
Yeah, so what kind of crate digging have you done in Germany? What have you discovered there?
I don't even know, like, 90% of the records I see there. It's just all weird stuff. You know, it's very deceptive in Europe because they've always have, like, better cover art in general. Like, it looks like it might be something really exciting and, like, psychedelic, but it turns out to be, like, a, you know, Oompa-pa kind of band. You know, like, drinking songs.
So,
I don't know. No, I found a lot of good stuff, but you have to be very careful. You know, they don't joke around with prices either, so...
Yeah, the euro kind of hurts.
Yeah. Well,
you're kind of here on a short little U.S. tour. Are you going to come back anytime soon?
I hope as soon as possible. I had a really fun time at Glasslands the other week. It went really well. And then I had a couple good shows on the West Coast. And now I'm back here. And, yeah. at my favorite radio station.
Yay! Yeah, thanks so much for coming. It's really a pleasure because we've been digging your records for quite a while now, and this is your first time at WFMU, which is
my
cool.
maiden voyage. Yes.
Yeah, your maiden voyage, and you're on the Stone's Throw label. There's a really cool new self-titled record that's out now.
Yes.
You want to say anything about that?
I hope everyone likes it and buys it. I don't know. I have a record that came out in May on Stone's Throw, and it used to be called Lovecraft, which I thought was a really good name.
As an HP?
Yeah, but with a K.
Okay. And, like the Germans do.
Like two words, but then it turned out Super Furry Animals had a record called Lovecraft that came out in 2001 or something with a K, but it was one word, but it was too close, and it was like too recent to reuse the name.
Damn.
So then I couldn't think of a name, and so hence it's just self-titled. But hopefully that's, you know, that's an okay thing too. But yeah, it came out. I had a, you know, it's different than my other stuff, and hopefully you like it.
Yeah, and you played at least one thing off of that album in your set here today.
Yeah, I played, I think, a song called Strange Girl, and then...
I'm a fan of that one.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And then I did one called Sitting on the Couch, Turning into Stone. That's off of 45 from that album. So, and maybe I did another one too, but I can't remember.
What else did you play in that set? Can you divulge any of your secrets?
Oh yeah, it's open for all. I mean, yeah, I just for the listeners out there, I was going back and forth between vinyl and a laptop. That's the industry secrets right there. But I played, what did I play? I played a couple songs off the Seven Seals record, which is my previous one. That's like more dark and psyche. And then I played a Resident song that I love so much. It's like kind of an exotica tune called Ups and Downs. I played a Sun Ra song, Interplanetary Melodies, I believe. And the last one I ended with, that's really repetitive, I just love so much. I found that in Germany. It's this guy Joel Fagerman, who put out a bunch of library records, and they're all super good. And that one, that song is called Asteroid.
Okay, I gotta write that one down because I'm a huge fan of the laser beam sound effect.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Pew, pew. Yeah, and that was kind of like it doesn't stop in that.
I know,
that track.
And all his songs are just like the best groove or ungroove, like ambient. Like some of his songs are literally just one chord held out for like 3 minutes, and it kind of oscillates a little bit. But it's incredible. I love that kind of stuff. So I mean, that's mainly what I've been doing in Germany, is just buying new age records.
Is that what you're into lately? That's what you're listening to? New age?
I mean, yeah, I've been into it for a while. I always just buy whatever's cheap, you know? Like, I don't, like, make a conscious plan. But, you know, like, back in when I put out my first record, I was, like, really influenced by a lot of, like, 80s R&B. And that was just because that's all the stuff I could afford, because all these other record collectors were buying, like, crazy expensive psych and funk. And, you know, for a kid who's just, like, learning about music, I just bought 80s R&B, fell in love, blah, blah, blah. Now that's too expensive, you know. So I've just been buying, like, new age records and 50s, you know, dollar stuff, like Frankie Avalon. But I love it, you know. It's always fun to, I mean, I've said it before, but I always think, like, whatever the next sound in, you know, contemporary pop or whatever always comes out of, like, whatever records are cheap, you know, 3 years before or something.
That's an interesting theory.
Well, Lil B has, like, a new age record now.
He's got a new age record now? Oh, I haven't
heard
it yet.
Yeah, and then there's, like, 10 Tricks, Point Never.
Yeah,
it's
that's
true. Coming, it's seeping back in, I promise. It's
all right.
It's on the come up. But, you know.
Are there going to be any remixes?
God, no. I mean, the good new age. Actually, yeah. she had a couple good songs.
She had a few good songs.
I grew up, my mom was a huge Enya fan, so I grew up, maybe it's just like, I romanticize it, but I grew up around that.
That's funny. I feel like you just made a huge commercial for the WFMU Record Fair, talking about dollar records and stuff and how great
it's
they
true.
Are.
It's true.
Yeah, there's got to be, I mean, it's cool hearing it from somebody like you who's obviously like a seasoned crate digger and, you know, music fan. But no, I mean, it's true. And it's cool to hear that, you know, you're finding the most awesome stuff in the dollar bins.
Yeah, I mean, always, even if there's stuff like that you know, I used to like feel like Steely Dan was so beneath me and stuff, but that's all I've been finally affording lately, and it's great. You know, it's just stuff like that, like even just returning to all the stuff you laugh at years earlier, Whitney Houston and all that, and just enjoying it for what it is.
I heard Whitney Houston in a bar recently.
Was so it good?
She, yeah, back. It was good. I was not disappointed to hear that come back, but a few weeks prior to that, I heard Amy Grant in a bar, and I was like, I'm not ready for this. And some guy went up to the DJ and was like, you're so awesome for playing this, blah, blah, blah. And I almost just like spit my drink up.
Is that like the next level of irony there?
People, can we not go there?
Is this in Williamsburg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Although Dame Funk, another Stone's Throw artist, showed me a song by Whiteheart, the other, you know, Amy Grant era Christian, not really metal. I think they became more metal, but early on they were like more just rock, but with like funky synthesizers and bass lines. And there was an incredible song that they did. That, you know, Dame Funk is up on this.
Yeah.
Amy Grant. In, you know, like the early days when they still had a you know, Yamaha DX7 in their collection.
Leave it to Dame Funk to dig up like
the
one awesome Christian proto metal synth.
Yeah, it's like metal boogie or something. So
that is cool. So tell us about Peanut Butter Wolf. I don't think he's ever been to FMU, but we're big fans of his here, and he always puts out some crazy-ass compilations, and obviously running the Stone's Throw label is quite a project, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think Peanut Butter Wolf has, like, one of the best years, period, I think, because it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people have, like, what you would call a weirdo ear, but it's, like, not necessarily good songs, and I think Wolf is good at like gravitating towards pop, but the stranger end of the spectrum. So even if it's like some minimal wave stuff or just creepy vocoder stuff or Christmas music, Christian music, gospel, whatever, it's like they all have that, you know, great pop song mentality, even if it's hip hop, whatever, but it's just something's off, you know, like like he's just got a very interesting ear, and that's like, you know, even well before I got signed, I was just a huge fan mostly of like his stuff and mixtapes and his albums, just because it was just, you know, it had that like same, it just had that vibe I always like to go for myself, like, you know, and I just think it's one of the few labels that have it. There's like kind of a sound, but not really, but it's so different, you know, it's like kind of an aesthetic, but it across any genre, there's so many different genres they do.
Yeah, that's kind of what I like about the label and a lot of the mixtapes he's put out, and also about your music. I mean, I think you draw from plenty of different sources, and in your DJ set, actually, you played something that sounded like it was off of a Killed by Death compilation or something. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, actually, that was given to me by Felix Kubin, who's coming here to New York. So everyone should check it out next month.
Oh, yeah. He's Felix Kubin's great.
Yeah.
We're huge fans of him here at FMU. And good. I'm glad he's coming back.
Yeah. Top secret. We're making a 7-inch. I'm very excited.
Ooh.
But,
that's exciting.
But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of everything. I grew up, like, in, you know, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin, like garage bands, and then went into like marching bands and orchestral stuff and jazz, and then I got into hip hop, and then started finding like all the records that were sampled, and then I started liking that stuff more, and then, you know, I just have fun buying records and try to find something I like on each one of them, even if it's Laura Nero or something.
So what's going on in Germany right now? Like, what are the kids into? Is there a different feel there than there is here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is. It's interesting. I mean, a lot of people are into... It's hard, you know, it's probably just like here, but I think they take it a little more seriously, like, which can be a good and bad thing. But, you know, a lot of people try to make, like, authentic-sounding American music. And then other people just try to make German music, which is really crazy sometimes, you know, like... well, it's just different in general because they don't really have, like, the top 40 like the U.S. has. Like, their commercial radio stations are, like, high-energy dance music and house, you know? So it's like, yeah, that's a strange departure, you know? It's like just thumping all day long in taxi cabs and... Oh. But yeah, no, I mean, it's very similar. I think in general people have, like, a higher awareness of bands that, you know, not people don't necessarily in the U.S., you know, they just have a wider variety of interests. But yeah, the scene is really good. I mean, the town I live in Cologne is, like, the, what, fourth biggest city or something? It's like Berlin, Hamburg, Munich, Cologne, something, I think, then Frankfurt. Anyways, so yeah, it's not, like, the number one tour stop, but lots of people come through. You know, I saw R. Stevie Moore, who I know is tied into the station quite well.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw him, like, 2 weeks ago. And then, strangely enough, I played in L.A. two nights ago with Peanut Butterwolf's alter ego, Filerio, and Geneva Jacuzzi, and R. Stevie Moore is there. And it's such a small world, because 2 weeks ago, tiny bar, Cologne, Germany. Now he's here. Amazing.
That's crazy.
But anyways, yeah. Yeah, the scene's good. It's definitely on more... It's either the high-energy thumper pumpers or weirdo stuff. Nothing in between.
Cool. So you mentioned about a secret upcoming side project or 7-inch release with Felix Kuban. Do you have anything else in the works?
Yeah, I mean, there's that, and I really want to do that well, because... I think, yeah, he's very inspiring. And then I've been working on a record all year, but I have no idea what it's going to end up sounding like. So far, I've just made a bunch of songs, and they're all, like, really smooth. Like the weather in Germany is really terrible where I live. It's, like, cold and rainy every day. So I was just kind of making, like, my wife's from Hawaii, and I was just kind of making, like, Hawaiian music. But, like, creepy, you know, with big bass and stuff, but, like, slide guitars and, like, Santo and Johnny. Mm. I don't know if that's good or bad, but Santo and Johnny with drum machines and, you know, synthesized bass and some saxophones and steel guitar and vibes. And I was, yeah, like, Martin Denny, Santo and Johnny, and Bruce Hack or something. I don't even know. But we'll see what happens. I listened to the whole thing I recorded because I gave it to Peanut Butterwolf this weekend, and I just thought, oh, this is too smooth. We need to, you know, I've gone soft. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm sure hopefully sometime next year I will have another record out. Yeah.
Very cool. Where can people find you online, or do you want to direct them to any other contact point?
I don't know. I've been trying to delete my MySpace for about 6 months now, and they don't delete it.
They don't let you.
I pulled all the information off of it.
So it's just really a blank page.
Yeah, it's just got my name. But internet. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I'm on Twitter. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
fair enough.
Gosh, that's such a good question. Everyone has a page these days, but I don't really.
That's all right.
I have a page where I give out some free music.
Hey.
It's like a...
We like free music.
Yeah, I think if you just go to the Stones Throw page and find me, then it gives you the site, and I give out, you know, I pick a song, like, every couple days that needs to be spread to the world.
Nice. What have you posted recently?
Oh, some depressing stuff. And some New Orleans bounce music and some Yeah, it's just whatever the mood is of the day. But I only, you know, there's a lot of blogs that like give out albums, and I'm not totally cool with that. I sometimes sample them and then, or I mean, like test out the record and then try to find it if I like it. But I just do one song, so you actually listen to the song.
Yeah, you just want the good song.
Yeah,
and I trust that you're gonna pick out the good song.
Not
Mr.
always,
Pants.
Not always, but but you know, there's like, you know, people have too much glut. You know, you get a, you download a whole album, and it's just hard to listen to the whole thing. So,
yeah,
one song, manageable.
Yeah, people have, like, access to basically the history of recorded music.
Yeah.
Right now, if they wanted to get it on, like, the dark net.
It's really scary.
But what use is that?
Exactly.
You want somebody to tell you, hey,
hopefully,
this
maybe
is the good song.
Yeah.
Buddy,
yeah,
listen to this.
Yeah. It's weird times these days.
Thanks again for coming. Can you think of anything else that you would like to get across to the radio audiences on WFMU?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, I mean, again, like, between the blog and the weird songs you guys put out on there and the radio, I just wish the WFMU audience knew what a gem they have and make sure to support the station whenever possible.
Thank you. That was very sweet. It's true.
Well, you got to do it with good radio, you know.
Yeah.
Times are tough.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. And you saw our
and one of the turntables didn't
there
work. So
I know. We had to give James Pants one turntable.
Yep.
That's how sad we are here.
Thanks a lot, WFMU listeners.
Yeah, we'll get that checked out. Anyway, thank you again for coming. Thanks to Joe and to Gracie for helping to set this up.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget that.
Can't forget them. And thank you also to Richard and Juan, who are helping out with the knob twisting,
yes,
and the microphone plugging,
yep,
in and all.
And Richard
that
put really good echo on my voice. And
it was sounding kind of sleazy, dirty,
yeah,
but smooth.
That's what I do.
Yeah, what you do best.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks again, James Pants.
Thank
it was
you
a pleasure.
So much. I had a great time. Thanks.
Ciao.
Ciao.